Okay, so let's start the Gemara. So the Gemara says in the bottom of the Amud, Amr Cheski Amishum Abaye Hilchas Adogim Shalom Bekara Mutal Eichem Bekutuch, like Shmuel before, and Snoin Shechotchei Besakim Shechotch Babasar Osul Eichem Bekutuch. That's Osul Eichem Bekutuch. So the Gemara. Since it's sharp, it's belea. Aval kishois, Rashi says it's misuka. So gorla be paski v'ochel, you just scrape off the place where you cut, and that's enough. Then kilcha de lifso, that's shari. Rashi says even without any grayer, because Tam Shulma is not mikir in it. But the silka siri, you possibly the lifso shakadami if you cut them together, one after a slice of one and then a slice of the other. So that's also okay, because the mesikos of the lifts, Rashi says, takes off the time of the shemlunus. Okay, we're taking one thing at a time. So let's start with snoy. Start at the beginning, one thing at a time. Snoy. So again, the Gemara says snoy shechotchei. Abai said snoy shechotchei. Dogim shalom bekara is mutter. Snoin shechotchei besakin, shechotchech babosa, osel echel buchkutuch. So you have a radish, you cut it with a fleshik, a knife. So it's also to eat it with, it becomes fleshik, it's also to eat it with kutuch. So first of all, it's just a shalom shat. So what does that mean? That means the whole radish is fleshik. Only a k'day clip of the radish is fleshik, k'day netilo. It's machlekes vishayim. The poshet elosh of the Gemara is that the whole snoin is fleshik. Also, the pashut reading of the Gemara is that the tznayin, the entire tznayin, becomes also. That's what the Rashba says. He says the lashon is mashma the whole thing. On the other hand, the Rosh assumes from the pashut that it's only kadei klipa. The Rosh doesn't even say where he got it from. Presumably, the Rosh got it from the fact that when we have other Gemaras about a sakin, the most the ikri have the Gemara that chesim and beis, which is kadei to take a close look at. We're going to look at it. The Gemara that Chesem and Beis talks about if you shechted, you have a sakin with which you shechted of a zara, sakin shal of a zara, and then you shechted a kosher behemah. So the Gemara has a machlokes to Rav and Shmuel if you have to be kalif the Beis HaShechita. Because maybe some of the shamnunis of a zara that was on the knife was nivla into the Beis HaShechita. So it's a machlokes to Rav and Rav Abrachana. Rav says you have to be kalif. Rav Abrachana says that it's enough to be mediach. So the Gemara, the Chachil wants to say that what's the machlekes? The machlekes is if Beis Ablia is Reseach. If the Beis Ablia is Reseach, so then it's Belea Kadei Klipa. If the Beis Ablia is cold, then it's not Belea at all. It's enough to do, the Shamnunis gets on the surface, for that it's enough to do Adoch. So I said, no, maybe Lekuli Amo Beis Ablia is Reseach. And that's why Rav says it's Belea Kadei Klipa. But Rabbi Bara Chana holds that since the Beis HaShechita is Torah to be expel the blood of the Shechita, so it's not able to be Belea. Then there is an opposite Lashon, Ikat Ami, that everybody agrees the Beis HaShechita is Tzayna. But, and that's why Rabbi Chana says it's not Belea. And Rav says, no, here, Agav Duchka de Sakino, even though it's cold, it's able to be Belea, you have to have a Kedei Klipa. That's the Gemara. You shouldn't say that Lach is like Rav. That's a clear like Rav Lishna Kama, Rav of the Lishna Basra. Take a closer look in a second. But I'll call upon him, you see in that Gemara, also that's a Gemara about a sakin. And is it sad that it's cutting something hot to be Shechita Reseach? And it's Ducha the Sakino. And it's only Kadei Klipa. At the end of the day, it's only, you don't need more than a Kadei Klipa. So you see that when you have Shamnunis, and you have Resichus, it's Reseach, and it's Duchka de Sakino, and everything, Alamailus. And yet, it doesn't ask for the whole behemoth, it only asks Kadei Klipa. So, by the same token, Mr. Taman, the Rosh assumed that here as well, by the Tznoim, it only asks Kadei Klipa. What's that Kapshat over there? Why does it only ask the Kadei Klipa? If it's hot, we should ask him more. Normally we say that Sliyas is Kadei Netilah Lateri Shainim Hold. And not only that, it's the Chodav Shomen. Shamnunis is a Dov Shomen. Shamnunis is Mifapeya. Normally the din is a Dov Shomen is Mifapeya Bekula, even by Tzli. So how come over here it's not, why by the base of Shechit is only Kedei Klipa? So there's a Taisus. It's not there in Daf Ches, but there's a Taisus in Daf Tzadik Vav on the base that we learned once upon a time. Look at Daf Tzadik Vav on the base. The Taisus about Taisus Dibra Maskel Ad Tzadik Vav on the base. The Taisus discussing Taisus holds that by Tzli you need Kedei Netilah, which is more than a Kedei Klipa. That's Taisus Shita. Tzli Machlekes Yishenim. Some Yishenim holds Tzli only needs Kedei Klipa. Taisus holds Tzli needs Kedei Netilah. So Taisus asks the end of the Taisus, the end of the line, towards the end of the Taisus Dibra Maskel Ad. The first word, the last word on the line is v'chein. The Taisa says v'chein. Hold the omer le'el b'perakamo. The leman the omer beis hashchita reiseach kailif. So why only kailif? If it's reiseach, then it's sli. It should have to be netilas mokim. But the same token, Taisa could have asked. It's a dovah shaman. It's mefapeya b'kulay. Maybe Taisa doesn't ask it because he's not yet up to the gemara that kailif is mefapeya b'kulay. He's only up to the Gemara over there that says that where Taisa said that Sli needs, that Sli doesn't daster everything. But Taisa says, but Kedei Netilah needs either Gemara Davches. So Taisa's answer, Shiny Hosom, the Shamnunis Shalasakin Dova Muatu. And since it's a Dova Muat, the Shamnunis that's on the knife, so Mimele only asks Kedei Klipa, and he brings the Gemara, Kedamina, Perakates at Seilin, Sochei Beshemin Shiltruma, if the Korban Pesach was hot, and you smeared it with shemen of truma. Im chabur is koyin im yoichlu v'im yisrolhu im tzliu yiklif es achitzen. If the koyanim they could eat it the way it is, because truma doesn't, it's not a problem for them. But if the yisraelim they can't eat truma, they have to be koyilif the outer layer. So the gemara asks over there. It should ask everything. If tato govar, so the shemen is hot and the korban pesach is hot. So the shaman should aser everything. Loshen was beferish. Listerei kulei. The whole carbon should be aser. Must be asking, well, why the whole carbon? It's only tzli. Because it's a dovah shaman. The shaman shel tumah is a dovah shaman. It should be mefapeh b'kulei. And the Gemara answers that it's a dovah muat. And a dovah muat can only be only aser kedei klipa. Like the Gemara says, Tosfos quotes the Gemara. Mefarish tafilim ad omar tato govar. Shaini sicha de mashu afterlay. Since it's only a mashu, it only asks kedei klipa. Taisa says that's the shot in one of Ches. And the Shamunis of the Sakin is a Mashu, and a Mashu never asks more than a Kedei Klipa. So that's the shot over there. So Mestoma, that's the shot in the Rosh Shita by Tznoi, that even if it's a Dovah Chorif and it's Belea and it's Dukha and all the issues that we're going to talk about as we go through, but at the end of the day, it's not more chomer than the base of shchit if it's reseach, and you also have duch the sakina and it's hot and it's only belayek kedei klipa, like Taisus explains, because it's a mashu avdilah. So the tznayin is the same sakin. It's a mashu. The shamnunis that's on the sakin. Assuming that that's what we're busy with, the shamnunis shal asakin, which is also a shayla we'll see in a second. But let's say the pshutei, we're talking about the shamnunis shal asakin, so it's only a mashu avdilah. So a mashu only asks kedei klipa.
What did the Rashba say to Daf Ches?
Yeah, good question. What's the Rashba going to do with this? I don't think the Rashba talks about it. What would the Rashba answer to this? What would the Rashba answer? The Rashba says, Charifas Hatznoin is Berlea more than Resichus Ha'esh. That even Berlea Resichus Ha'esh, it's only Berlea Kedei Klipa. But after the Charifas of the Tznoin is Berlea more. second. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. The Rashi says the Rashi says the Charifus of Gutsnoin is Belea Tfei Miretzeach Ha'esh. So you have to know what he means. We're still talking about the Shamunis. The Rashi was first. There's two Lashonos in Rashi. Is the Nidin and Gemara the Shamunis on the Sakin or the Blias on the Sakin? So the Rashi says the Iker is like the first parish of Rashi that the Nidin is the Shamunis. So we're talking about the Shamunis, and the Shamunis Tchor is a Dovah Ma'at. It's not mefapei b'kulei, and yet by its nine, it's belei atfei. Chor, it means that even though it's a dover mu'at, and it doesn't normally go more than a kedei klipa, because it's a dover mu'at, the tznoin draws it out further. It draws out this dover mu'at further into the whole tznoin. Yeah. Akoponim, so we have here Machaikas Rishonim. How much of the stone becomes Osir? Shitas HaRosh, that only becomes Osir Kedei Klipa. Chor by analogy to the Gemara and Davches. We also have Chorim of the Beis Hashchit Reiseach, and you have Duchka de Sakino. Chor is not more than it, not less than its night, and yet it's only Osir Kedei Klipa, like Tosfos explains in Daf Tzadik Bav, because it's a Dova Mu'ot. And on the other hand, Shitas HaRashba, is that the whole slave becomes also L'chor, the pastors and Rashi, the steamest Rashi is mashma that way. Rashi doesn't say anything. The steamest Rashi, L'chor is mashma like the Rashi, but the whole slave becomes also. The Rashi explains, because even though we're only talking about the Shamnunis, and the Shamnunis, L'chor means it's a Dabamu'at, but still, the slave is Mavliya Tfei. The slave is able to be Mavliya, the Shamnunis, into the whole slave. There's a middle shita. The Rashba brings a Ravid who says that it's also kedei netila. The tznoin is also kedei netila, more than a kedei klipa, but less, but not the whole tznoin. So that needs a hesber, manashach. You know, where do you get this from? If you're medamit to the Gemara about Beis Hashchito, so it should be Kedei Klipa. Elamai, not medamit, so then it should be the whole thing. It's Elamai, it is a Dovah Shomim. Yeah, the Rashba needs a Hesbin. Where's the Rashba coming from? Dana Tila, normally we have by Tzli. Okay, I hear here it's Tzli. Let's say that the Chaim of the Tznoin is like Tzli. But Beis Hashchit is also like Tzli, and it's really only Kedei Klipa. Any of that, I don't know what's shot on this Rashba, like why the Rashba said this pshar. Okay, Akupon. So that's says the Gemara. But how do you need tznoin? The agav churfei bola. So the tznoin is also aval kishois. Gor lebei paski va'ochel. By a kishois, Rashi says, which is sweet. So all you have to do is be gor lebei paski the mokamachtach. So in Rashi is two lashonos. Let's see Rashi inside. Kishois misukihi. The So first of all, Rashi, the Lashon of Rashi is the Shamnunis is Tzaf V'Omer Al-Mokem Achtach. It's Mashmin Rashi that by Kishois there's no Bli at all. Since it's not a Dover Chorif, so it's not Bli altogether. I was Duchka de Sakina, but apparently Duchka de Sakina without the Dover Chorif is nothing. Let's finish the Rashi. Hilchah Gadol bePaski Mokim Echtach Gerim At Besakin VeOchil At BeKutuch. There's a question also. Should I even talk about if there's no Bli here at all? So then, why not just do Hadochu? Why do you have to do Gerim? If it's Takan At Beleya and Rashi's lashon is that it's Saf VeOmer Al Mokim Echtach. So then, just rinse it off, like by the Beis Hashchita. The Man Dama, the Beis Hashchita, Soinon, Rabbi Avuna says, Rabbi Chana, who was it? He says that you just madich. Rabbi Chana, madich. And Agama also by Lifso, the Gemara says you're Lifso Shari. And some speak out. The Rosh speaks out that if the Shamnunas of your body have to rinse it off. Rashba speaks out the Rosh. Even by Lifsa, if there's Shamnunas, you have to rinse it off. So they say Nechanami, by Lifsa you do rinse it off. But by Kishas, you have to scrape it off. Why do you have to scrape it off? According to Rashi, the Shamnunas is just Safa Imid and the Mekhe Mechtach, so rinse it off. So Ramban and the Rashba both have a Tzavart that really Medir should work for Kishois too. Because it's just the Shamnunas that's on the surface. But by a Kishois, the Metzias is, the Ramban says, it's not the Derech to be Medir Kishois. The Rashba's Masbi says it's very soft, it's a soft vegetable. So, I don't know what it is exactly, but it's soft. So he says, not the Derech to clean it by rinsing it off. You have to scrape it off. The lifts is harder, so you could wash it in the sink, you could scrub it in the sink and get off the shamnunis. But the kishos is soft, you're not going to be able to scrub it properly to get off the shamnunis, so you have to scrape it off. Maybe that's the trial in Rashi as well. Anyway, Rashi continues. Hilkoch, dogim sholo v'koro, mutu loichlin v'kutuch, kedo omer dein neis and tam abom en amam eshel, neis and tam abom en neis and tam, v'stam koro mekan chneisim yishum en akoro shalov, mishomios. Aber the second Pomish Shamunus Korshal, Vaina Nicker, Shechaitik Pitsnoin have a nice and time of Bumina Mamish. So Rashi says, according to this is the first lesson in Rashi. The issue by the Sakin is that the Shamunus, if it would be Bliois, should that be Napanat? Why would it be different than Dogim Shalom Bakar? It must be Bliois and not the issue. The issue is Shamunus. And that's why by Dogim the plates are clean. So you don't have to worry about the shamnunis. You only have to worry about the blias and not barnat. By a sakin, stam sakin, you have shamnunis. And therefore, the blias attack and not barnat. But the shamnunis, is the problem. The shamnunis is nifla into the tznoin, or it's tzofo oimid on the kishois, and therefore you have to get rid of the shamnunis. The point of this lesson, Rashi, so this is the Gemara about as far as not barnat is, this gemara about snowing has nothing to do with not barnat. Loyal not barnat anudonim. It's the regular not barnat. The not barnat is mutter. The reason why the snowing is also is because of the shamunis. So why did Abai put the two members together? Why was it Amar Cheskim Shem Abai Hilchaso Dogim Sholo Bekorim Mutter Leichel Bekutuch Snowing Shechotcho Besaken Shechotcho Bebosa Also Leichel Bekutuch. It's apples and oranges. It's two different issues. Dogim Shol Bekor is a nidim of Napanat. The Napanat is mutter. And Snoin is nothing to do with Napanat. It's talking about we have grease. It's b'chal not commensurate cases. If you had a greasy plate, then the dogim would also be awesome. If you had a clean knife, then the knife would also be mutter. Then the Snoin would also be mutter. It happens to be that the plate by the dogim is clean, so you only have not by not, and that's mutter. And it happens to be that the sakin by the sakin over here was dirty, so that's why the slain is also. If it would have happened to be that the plate was dirty, then the dogim would also be also. If it would happen to be that the knife was clean, then the slain would also be mutter. So what's up by putting together these two things? Keilu is contrasting the dogim a mutter and the slain is also. Depends. If it's greasy, then everything's also. If it's clean, then everything is mutter. So what's the pasuk trial of here?
You can assume that bowls are usually people clean and knives don't.
Right. I think that's what Rashi's telling us. That the Abai is telling me that stam koros are clean and stam sakinim are dirty. And then as the Goyin says this, let me get a Shulchan Aruch, hold on a second. I'm not going to put it on the, it'll take too long to put it up, it's a very short one. Shulchan Aruch, at the beginning of Tzadik Hei, which we did the other day, yes, last week, the Shulchan Aruch says, Dogam shalom b'kara, a mutter if the plate is clean. Yes, the Shacharach doesn't say it, but Shacharach just says dogam shalom b'kara, a mutter if the plate is clean. If the plate is dirty, then you have to be mevatel. Then it's not mutter unless you have shishim. So the Gaon says. He says that Aval Mis, it's the end of the of Simen Katan Aleph in the Gaon. So the Gaon says Aval Mistama Rechutza. Stam the plates are considered are we assume that they're Rechutza. Shezeh Achilik Ben Kara Shalom B'Dogim Letznoin Shechotkei B'Sakin. That's the whole difference between Dogim and Tznoin. Meaning according to the Shnukam of Rashi. Because the Shulchan Aruch learns not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Gaon started. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, remember the Rivon held that Dogim Sha'olu B'Kor is only Olu, but Nitzlu and Nisbashlu is Osir. And his Raya was from the Din of Tznoin, that you see that when the Charifus of the Tznoin takes off the Heter of Natbana, so he says Tzli is certainly not less than the Charifus of Tznoin. The Chaim of Tzli is not less than the Charifus of Tznoin. So Tosfos spoke out that that's only a Raya if you hold like the Lishna Basa Rashi. But if you hold like the Lishna Kama Rashi, that we're talking about the Shanunis, so then you don't have any raya to the Rivon. And the Shulchan Aruch passes against the Rivon. So the Gaon is assuming the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Lishna Kama of Rashi. So the Gaon says that stam plates are a chutza, shezeh achilik ben kara shalom b'dogim. What's not? That's the whole difference in kara and tznoi. Like what's the contrasting dogim shalom b'kara and tznoi shechotchei b'sakin. If you hold not like the Lishna Basa Rashi, so what? If they're clean, they're both mutter, and if they're dirty, they're both osir. There it says that's the difference. Stam k'or is ruchutza, and stam sakin is not ruchutz.
Rabbi,
yeah.
The Gemara says that the case is daf ketzonin because agav chorfe balatve. So if the whole reason is just to draw a parallel between sakinim and k'aros, why would a daf could be a case of tzonin, and why would the reason be the agav chorfe balatve?
Because the emes, the stone is hot. The stone is cold. So I need to add the dogim were hot. The stone is cold. So I need to add that snoin is also hot. Because agav it's harifus, it's considered to be hot. Avada Abai has things to say about the difference between snoin and kishus too. Avada Abai is telling me chiddush that the snoin is charif, and that's why it's beleya, and the kishus is not charif, and therefore it's not beleya. Avada, that's part of what Abai is telling me. The question is this: why's he putting dogim shalom b'kara over here? Dogim shalom b'kara, nothing to do with the case. Dogim shalom b'kara, there's no shanunis at all. the case of Sakins where there is Sham Lunasu. So what's he putting them together? So that's what the Gaon is saying. That's Abai's point. The dog Mishal Bakar, the car is clean, you don't have to worry about the Sham Lunas. By Tznayin, you have to worry about the Sham Lunas. So what's the din though by Tznayin when you have to worry about the Sham Lunas? Or by a Sakin better? What's the din by a Sakin? Depends. Depends what you cut with the Sakin. You're cutting hot things of the like a Tznayin that has Harifos, so then it's Belea. You cut things like a Kishois that doesn't have any Harifos, so then it's not Belea.
Okay, thank you.
So according to this Lishnakam of Rashi, the Shamnunis over here. So if the Shamnunis, so why do you have to come on to the Harifas of the Tznayin? Because even though the Shamnunis, L'chayr, it says, without the Harifas of the Tznayin, it won't be Belea. So L'chayr, it says in Agamara, that without the Harifas of the Tznayin, the Sakin alone, the Dukhka the Sakin alone, without the Harifas of the Tznayin is not enough to be Belea. It's only Belea because I have the Harifas of the Tznayin. The Harifas of the Tznayin by itself is not enough. You could put a Tznayin on a plate and it's not Belea. Otherwise, it could have said Tznayin Sha'ala Bakar or at a dirty car. But it's about only because you have a Dukhka the Sakina, and Rashi says a Pefeish because you have Dukhka the Sakina. But that by itself is apparently not enough because by the Kishois, it's or by the Kilcha de Lifso, it's not Belea. It's only Belea by the Tznayin. So how you see that the Dukhka de Sakina by itself is not Mavliya, it has to be Betziruf with the Harifas of the Tznayin. That's the Pashas from the Gemara. So this is the Tosfos of Chesam and Beis. There's a whole discussion about this. And it's totally in the sugya over there. Let's take a look at the sugya of Chesam and Beis. Maybe this will take a look inside together. Hold on. Okay, here's the word Chesam and Beis. So the Gemara says Itmar towards the top. Itmar Hashechit b'sakin shel b'dezor Rabba Mekayla for Rabba Rachana Amar Medich. Leima b'hokam miflugi. The Mar Sover Beis Shchita Tzaynon or Mar Sover Beis Shchita Reiseach. So the Gemara Chachila thinks depends if the Beis Shchita is Reiseach. So then it's Beleia. Then you have to be Kailif. Again, Tyson Stark Vov discussed why is it enough to be Kailif if it's Reiseach? It should be Mefapei into the whole thing. They said, no, it's a Dabamu, it's a Dabamu, it's only Kadei Klippa. But Akabonim is Nivla into a Kadei Klippa. And the Rabbi Chana, who says that all you have to do is rinse it off, he holds the base of Shechitus Tzaynon, so it's okay. So the Mara says, no. Look, now there's two Lashonis here. The Lashonakama says, the Kuliyama base of Shechitus Reiseachu. Everybody agrees the base of Shechitus hat. Madoma Kailif Shapadomi. So I understand, Rav, that it's Kailif. Madoma Vidiach. I did the treaty simonim la pukidam loy boli. Since the Rabbi Chana holds that even though it's hot, but since the Beis Hashchit is busy being maflit dam, so it's not belea. So that's the first lashon. So in this lashon it comes out that the Beis Hashchit, the duch of the skin by itself is not enough. You need the Beis Hashchit to be reseach. But the Beis Hashchit is a special case, even though it's reseach, but it's also being busy pilot. So that's why it's machoik is Rab and Rabbi Bar Chana. So in this lashon of the Gemara, duchka the sakin alone is nothing. You need the base of shechita to be roiseach, and that's enough to be mavliya according to Rav. And according to Rav Rachana, there's a countervailing issue that it's torah to be pilot. Ika the amri, but then there's a second lashon. The kuli alma base of shechita is tzayma. Mando me medir shapir. So I understand Rav Rachana that if it's tzayma and it's cold, so it's not belea. Mandom a kailif, Agav duchka de sakina bola sakin. The duchka de sakina is enough for the sakin to be belaya. So according to this lashon, Rav, who says that the sakin, again, you took the sakin shel avodah zarah, treif a sakin, with shamnunis of treif, of avodah zarah, shechted, Rav says you have to be caliph. In this lashon, the Beis Shechit is cold. But you have to be caliph anyway. There's a bliya of kedei klipa because ducha de sakina alone is enough to be mavliya. Now, the halacha is like Rav. All the shayim say the halacha is like Rav. That you have to be caliph to Beis Shechit. If you took a tray for sakin and you shechted it, you have to be caliph to Beis Shechit. So now you have two lashonis in the Gemara. Why do you have to be caliph? This is a very important Gemara for our sugya. According to the Lishna Kama, the reason why you have to be caliph is because it's hot. Duchka de sakin alone is not enough. It's the duchka de sakin together with the fact that the Beis Shechit is reseach. But according to Lishna Basra, the Beis Shechit is cold, even according to Rav. And you have to be caliph anyway, because duchka de sakin alone, even in something cold, is enough to be mavliya. So Chorit says in this Lishna Basra, we don't know how to paskin, but according to Lishna Basra, it says that duchka de sakin alone is mavliya without chaim. At least kedei klipa. So, and that Tosfos says, here this Tosfos, agav duchka de sakina, agav duchka de sakina bola, says Tosfos, abitzuk bar meir hayo matzrich mitoich kach, lacha shenikru hachelev min ha-behemo, when they took a knife and they cut out the chalovim from the behemo, lachzor v'nikloif b'chol ha-mekaymeis, Shechotach basakin, that any place where that knife cut, that knife that was used to cut out the chalovim asurim from the behemoth, any place where that knife cut, you have to be kailif, shum debolam and achailif, agav duchka de sakina, because since you have this knife that's greasy from the chalif, and this duchka de sakina, so it's not enough to rinse off everything else. Any place that you cut, there's going to be a duchka de sakina that's going to be mavliya, because they clip into the basar, and you have to be kailif. They take meat. If you bring meat, I guess this is kosher meat, but it was cut up by a guy with his non-kosher knife. So you can't just rinse it off. You have to be kailif everywhere because the base, the duchka de sakino is mavliya kedei klipa, even though it's cold. That's the chum of the Rivam, that anytime a guy takes a knife, anytime you have a knife that has shamnunus of iser, and you cut cold things, so they said duchka de sakina, that's a mavliya. So if a guy takes, say, a knife that has shamnunus of trefa fish in a fish store, and he cuts a kosher piece of fish, so the Rivam would say, you have to have a kadei, you have to be kailif, not enough to wash it off. Because the duchka de sakina, even though the fish is cold, will be mavliya, the shamnunis from the treifa fish, or the treifa meat. Zog Tosfos, v'yesh limtzei tam al ha-minig shelanu shenogu l'hokel. The ma'aseh, the minig is not the way. The minig is that even something that was apparently Tosfos, the minig is not the way. We're just mediach, we're not kailif. What do you do with the Lishna Basra of the Gemara? Zog Tosfos, achidush, v'dilma beis ha-shchita dafka sh'eseach tzas, Mahani duchka de sakina. Taisa says maybe duchka de sakina works in the Lishna Basra only by the Beis Ablia, which even on the tzad that it's tzaynon. The Gemara says the kuliyam of Beis Ablia is tzaynon, Beis Ashchit is tzaynon. The Gemara doesn't mean it's tzaynon mamish. It's tzaynon that is not belay without the duchka de sakina, but it's still reseach tzas. And even according to the Lishna Basra, Duchka de Sakina works in the Beis Ablia, in the Beis Ashchita, because the Beis Ashchita has a little bit of chaim. So the Seach Tzas. So the Seach Tzas, together with Duchka de Sakina, that's what enables it to be Beilea. That's Taisus Chiddush. Taisus arrived from the Hemshech of the Sugya that we're going to skip. If you want, you could do it, figure it out yourself. But Taisus goes on, it says at the end of Raya, V'oid, Omer, a perikol ha-bosa, Snoin shechotri besakin shel boser also loichle bekutuch dagav churfa de sakin snoin polit sakin ubolot snoin. I am mishum tuch galoi. Tois brings a raya from Agamar. It's mavur in Agamara that the snoin is only also because of the charifus of the snoin. And Tosfos could add, the kishes in the left is a taka mutter. The left is for sure is mutter mamish. So, what happened to Duchat Sakina? According to the Lishna Basra, Duchat Sakina alone should be Mabliya. And I guess Tosfos held it will be a doichik to say that Agamar is going like the Lishna Kam. I suppose if it's two Lishonis in the Gemara over there, what does Rav hold? So doichik to say that Abaye by us assumed like the Lishna Kam. So Tosfos says in the Kasha in effect. Tosfos saying what's Pshat in Agamar? And that Chesed says according to the Lishna Basra that the base of Shechit is Tzoyman. And yet Rav said that the base that is you have to be Kailiv because Duchka the Sakin is Mavliya even in something cold. So why by the Tznoim do we have to come out to the fact that the Tznoim is Chorif and why is the Lefis Mutter and so on? What happened to Duchka the Sakina? This is a raya that Duchka the Sakina only works with something that's Reseach Ksas. Could be the Tznoim is also, it's interesting, Filis Tosis, could be the Tznoim when we say the Tznoim is Chorif, it means it's Reseach Ksas. Doesn't necessarily have to be more than a Seach Tzas. But Duchka de Sakina with her Seach Tzas is Mavliya. The Rosh here in Simit, it's important, the Rosh here in Daf Ches says the same as Tosfos. That he brings the Rivon, that you see that every time you cut something, you have to be kailif, because even if it's cold, but Duchka the Sakina is mavliya, like you see in the Lishna Basra. And he says, but the minhag is not the way. And he says, no, the answer is that Duchka the Sakina is only by Beis HaShchita, which is Seach Tzas, brings the same two rayas that Tosfos brings. And that's the maskan of the Rosh. So this Tosfos, the Rosh brings la'aloch. Now, it's worth saying, this Raya of Tosfos, is Tosfos here going like the Rivon or not like the Rivon? Like the Lishna Kam of Rashi or like the Lishna Basra of Rashi better? Is the issue by the Tznoim the Shanunis, like the Lishna Kam of Rashi? Or is it the blias that are not barnat? And I need the tznoim to get out of to overcome the not barnat. I need the harifus of the tznoim to overcome not barnat.
Doesn't mention anything about the shamnunis.
Doesn't say anything, but okay. But in Cheshbon, Arthur doesn't have to say anything because he's talking about the sakin by Avodah Zorah is for sure a shamnunis. So. We understand that the Sakan has Shamlunas. That's if you hold like the second lesson of Rashi, like Lishna Basra, that by the Tznoim it's not Barnat. There's no Shamlunas. It's not Barnat. It's Blias of not Barnat. So is there a raya from here that Duchka the Sakina is not Maflit without Chari, without Chaim? Where's the raya? Duchka the Sakina Lo'olam is Maflit without any Chaim. And you take a sack and shalavet azora, and you sack and that's greasy with tarfus, and you cut something. It's mavliya kadei klipa. The case of tznoin, the issue is not the shamnunis. No shamnunis by tznoin. The issue is the blias that are not banat. I need the harifus of the tznoin because otherwise it's the blias that are not banat. So the raya doesn't begin. Right? The fila solution of basra of Rashi, it's not enough for the duchka the sakina to be mavliya into the tznoin. What are you going to be Mavliya? Blias of not Barnat. The dog is also Belea, but it's Belea not Barnat, so it's Mutter. So it's not enough to tell me that the Duk of the Sakin is Mavliya. Yeah, it's very nice that it's Mavliya. What's the Mavliya? Not Barnat. Not Barnat is Tamsheni. Tamsheni is Mutter. I have to come on to this new Svar, the Rashi Mechadish, that a Dover Chorif is Bolat Fei, and it doesn't have the din of not Barnat. It's more even than Reseach. Even Dogim Reischim are not, don't overcome not Barnat. The Harifus of its Tznoim is more than the Resichus of the Dogim. So then Tosfos Raya has no Haschala. It's muchach that Tais is assuming that we're not dealing over here with Nat Bar Nat. We're not talking about Blias. We're talking about the Shamnunis. And it's the same as the Sakin Shalav at Azora with the Shamnunis up Nei Sakin. But the issue is, is it Nivla into the Beis HaShchita? Is it Nivla into, you have this greasy knife and you cut meat with it? Is it Nivla? So it says, and Chard says in Lishta Basra, that it is. Tuchka the Sakin is Mavliya. So Tosis says, why by the Tznayin? You have Shamnunis. It should be Nivla into the Tznayin. The Tznayin should be also. Akarach says Tosis that even according to Lishta Basra, Tuchka the Sakin is not enough. You have to have Besichus Ksas. So Nebe, it's Muchach and Tosis. He's assuming not like the Lishna Basra of Rashi. He's assuming not like the Riva. Which, by the way, is very geshmak. So because L'chor Tosis is in a kasha on the Rivon. That's not the Rivon, but they're all related. Tosis is in a kasha on the Rivon. The Rivon said that Duchka the Sakin is enough to be Mavliya. That's how he reads the Lishna Basra of the Gemara. Duchka the Sakin by itself is enough. So Tosis says, why by Tznayin do you have to come out to the Harifas of the Tznayin? The answer is, maybe the Rivon learned like Rashi, like the Shabbat Rashi, like the Rivon. That we're talking about Tznayin, we're talking about a clean knife, not a sack that you shechted with and it's full of grease and shamlunas from a behema. It's a clean knife that you use to cut the radishes. You don't take a greasy knife. It's a clean knife. The needin is the blias, and the blias are not by not. So what does it help that I have duchu de sakina? Duchu de sakina is my blia, but it's only not by, but it's not by not. I need the tznayin. I need the harifus of the tznayin. That's like even more than the resichus of the dogim. The tznayin has the harifus of the dogim takes it not by not, and it makes it awesome. The Rebbe says, "What in sli? Tznayin is like sli. It overcomes not by not." So never forget. So that's very nice, very geshmak. So now we have a mahalak and the Rivon. The Rivon held like the Lishna Basra of Rashi, like the Rivon.
I mean, Lishna Basra, it's a riot to the Rivon? Because all needles
are Basra is the Lishna, no, it's not a riot to the Rivam. The Lishna Basra might still hold the Tuchka the Sakina by itself as nothing. I need the Harifas of the Tznayin, but the Harifas of the Tznayin does more than just take off, more than just facilitate the Tuchka the Sakina. It also overcomes Napana. It doesn't bother me that this Tosis is not like the Lishna Basra Rashi. The Lishna Tosis by us is also more or less not like the Rivon. Not like the Rivon. Not like Argus on the Rivon. So Ben Tam is like Cholderayas. The Rosh, it's a little bit more. It's difficult because the Rosh does bring both the Lashonos of Rashi, doesn't take sides. Lahalocha, the Rosh really is inclined to the Rivon, that Sli is more Chama than Bishul. That Tzli is more chomer than all. Bishli says there's three nice things times, so then he has another thing. But by Tzli at least, he holds that the Rivon has a good svara. And yet over here in Daf Ches, the Rosh just brings Tosis. That Tuchka the skin alone is nothing, and he brings Uriah from without some degree of chaim. He brings Uriah from the Gemara over here, and he brings Uriah from the Gemara by us. Uriah from the Gemara over here maybe is Uriah, but the Uriah from the Gemara by that's the Uriah that we skipped. But the Uriah from the Gemara by us depends on the two Lashonos of Rashi. Right, not the end of the world. He has the other Raya. The Minog. Also that way. There could be another reason. Another answer. What's the Rivom? Again, the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Meir over here, who thinks that Tuchka the Sakina by itself is Mavliya. So why by Tznayin do you have to come out the Harifus? Maybe you could say, because by Tznayin, it's not only could they Klippa, maybe it was like the Rash, but the whole Tznayin becomes also. So Duchka the Sakina will ask her a little bit, but it's not going to ask her the whole tznayin. That maybe I have to come on to the snusvar that the tznayin is charef. But we'll still have a problem. Why by a kishos is enough to institute? Do you not need anything? By a kishos? Well, no, there maybe you do have to scrape it off. But why by a lefes? The Gemara says you don't need anything. Why don't you need effort? Why don't you need anything? Duchka the Sakina should be mavliya according to the Rivon. Oh, you have to answer that the Rebbeim holds like the Lishna Basa. Rashi, we're talking about a clean knife by us, and it's only Blias and the Edzim, or Mutter, else not by Nach. That's the Chesman Advarim. The Rebbeim holds Duchka de Sakin is Mavliya Kadei Klippa. Cold, stone cold. Duchka de Sakin alone is Mavliya Kadei Klippa. He says, the Halacha Lemaisa, you cut something with the dirty knife, with the knife that has Shamunas on it, you have to be Kailif. It's not enough to be Madiach. That's the Shita of the Rebbeim Lahalacha. So it's against it. What do you do with Agam Gemara? Agam Gemara says you took a knife and you cut a lefes. And the Mercy of the Pharisee said, you don't need anything. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? You have a knife, has shamnunis on it, you cut it, there's duchka de sakino, it should be mavli into the lefes, and it should be also at least kedek klipa. Anyway. So the Pasha to Teretz, maybe this is more complicated to assume, the Pasha to Teretz is that the Rivon, like the Rivon, holds, well, Rashi's family, they hold like the Rivon said, B'Shem Rashi, the Lishna Basa of Rashi, that we're talking by us about a clean knife. They assumed it's a clean knife. Let's say they assumed it's a clean knife. They assumed it's a clean knife. And you're only worried about about the Blias, and the Blias are really not Barnat, and that's why they're Mutter. And by the tznoyim, the blias are also. Because the charif was, the as is even not by not. The rivon is like the rivon, and the rivon, they're like the lishna basa rash. Kach mipshutim. Okay, let's stop here. I said we'd make it shorter today a little bit because I know you guys are busy with the reading week. So, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll continue.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Be well.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Kol tov.